Kia ora, ko Craig McCullough-Cahou, and nei te pūrongo tōrangapū mō tēnei wiki. Welcome to Focus on Politics. This week brought some more clarity to the country's COVID-19 vaccine program, the first details of the wider rollout to the general population. The campaign to date has been criticised for its sluggish pace, with New Zealand sitting last among OECD nations for doses administered per capita. The Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, this week sought to reset public expectations.
Our goal today is to first provide you with some greater guidance on when you can expect to be vaccinated, and secondly, what the process to arrange your vaccine will look like when your turn comes.
But first, how did we get here? Since February, the program has been rolling out across the country in a targeted fashion, beginning with border workers and their families. Next in line were frontline health workers and people living in high-risk areas like residential care. They became eligible in March. Then, from May, the doors opened to those aged over 65 or with underlying health conditions. That is the focus right now.
We are closing in on 1 million doses of vaccine being administered. This sees us ahead of our plan at around 107% of target, meaning we have to be careful not to get too far ahead of available supply in the coming weeks before the bigger shipments arrive in the second half of July. This is ultimately a good problem to have.
But it is still a problem. Indeed, it's the main reason for the slow rollout so far, a lack of vaccine supply, exacerbated by New Zealand's dependence on the pharmaceutical company Pfizer. In March, the government decided on a Pfizer-only strategy, signing up for enough doses of the Pfizer vaccine to inoculate the entire population. It means, unlike other countries, everybody will have access to the exact same jab. It also means New Zealanders more exposed to potential delays and beholden to the delivery schedule set by Pfizer. In recent weeks, the program has actually had to slow down to prevent the country running out of its available stocks altogether. Come July, that supply problem is supposed to dissipate, allowing the rollout to ramp up. All according to plan, several major shipments of the vaccine are due to arrive, about 1 million doses in July alone.
We know we'll be receiving more vaccine than we have to date, but we still won't get all of our supply at once. The deliveries will be weekly and will receive roughly 4 weeks' notice of the size of those deliveries. What we do know is that we will receive the bulk of the supply we need to vaccinate every eligible New Zealander by the end of October. What that means in practical terms is that our vaccine campaign will take us through to the end of the year. It also means we'll need to stagger our rollout in the most practical way possible.
The rollout to the wider public will be staggered by age, as it has been in other countries.
This process will start officially with those aged 60 and over on the 28th of July. We know enough about our supply to also announce that on the 11th of August, New Zealanders aged 55 and over will be invited to book a vaccine.
Beyond that, the timing becomes a little more ambiguous, but here is the rough roadmap. Those aged 45 and older will have access to a jab from mid to late August, 35 and older from mid to late September, and everybody else, excluding those younger than 16, can expect to join the queue sometime from October.
Remember, this is the largest and most complex vaccination campaign New Zealand has ever run. We'll keep making improvements to the system as we go, as we've done the whole way through our COVID response. But we also need the team of 5 million to play their part too. Just as in 2020 we stayed home to save lives, in 2021 we need to get the team vaccinated to save lives. Getting as many people in New Zealand vaccinated as possible will ensure we retain our hard-won freedoms and keep that place, that proud place that we have as one of the few countries in the world without COVID in the community.
The scale-up will be a massive logistical exercise. Keep in mind, not even 1 million doses have been administered over the past roughly 4 months. More than 7 times that number will need to be dished out before the end of the year to cover the whole country. The Director General of Health, Ashley Bloomfield, admits it's a huge challenge, but says the ministry is on track.
You may remember it took just under 7 weeks to deliver the first 100,000 doses. and we're now delivering more than 100,000 doses week in, week out. We're now preparing to ramp up to around 350,000 doses a week, and on some days at the peak of the delivery, that will be up to 70,000 doses a day. We will continue to increase vaccination sites. At the moment, on any given day, it's usually between around 80 and 150 sites. We will be scaling up to over 800 sites at the peak of the program, just to make sure we are able to deliver the vaccine at scale right across the country.
It will be a challenge too, simply coordinating how and when people can secure an appointment. When people become eligible, they should be contacted, whether by phone, email or mail, and then directed to an online booking system set to debut in July. There, they can register for both their first and second jab.
It's an easy-to-use, accessible tool. You'll be asked to choose a location that suits you, and then to choose a date and time for both vaccines at the same time. For those who may not wish to use web-based services, we'll also have a phone line, a new national vaccination booking call centre.
Our goal is to make it as easy as possible for New Zealanders to book their vaccine at a time and location across the country that suits them. They will be able to log back in to change their appointment, and after the vaccination, the information will go to their GP about the fact they have had their vaccination, as has been in place right since the beginning of the program.
Alongside the booking system, there will also be mass vaccination events, both in public and at large workplaces, where, regardless of age, people can walk up and be vaccinated.
These events will especially be focused on high-risk groups and equity issues. There will also be examples of rural or isolated communities where it just makes sense to vaccinate the entire population at once, such as the Chatham Islands and remote places like Reefton and Tolaga Bay.
I ask you to also be patient. We do expect high demand. That's a good thing. We can't vaccinate everybody at the same time, but we have enough vaccine and we have the infrastructure and the workforce in place to ensure that everybody is able to be vaccinated before the end of the year.
A large part of the success will come down to whether New Zealanders are on board. Will they sign up? And will their patience hold? Will they maintain confidence in the COVID-19 response?
I think it's fair because I think it's look after our older people first and then the rest of us, yeah, just when it's our turn, it's our turn.
Obviously there's been some hiccups, so I just hope that it's done as soon as possible.
Generally, I'm hearing stories across New Zealand of people outside of Auckland not being able to receive it, and it's quite horrendous, especially for the over 65s, especially for those that are in compromised health positions. So the government really needs to work on that.
I totally understand getting it first to like elderly people and also people who are like immunocompromised.
I feel very good about that. I had already received a text earlier a couple of weeks ago about my 92-year-old mother, and that had worked fine. I had no complaints, and I'm pleasantly surprised now to see my name's on the list.
They might be forgiven for having some doubts about the timeline and process, given some of the problems to date. The public was initially told the wider rollout would begin in July. That was later updated to the end of July. Then there are the disparities between district health boards, with some being dogged by delays. Last month, RNZ revealed the Canterbury DHB had decided not to start vaccinating those in Stage 3 until July, despite a nationwide start date of May. In South Auckland, fewer than half of all pensioners have received a jab, despite being in Group 2, a high-risk category. A local GP, Api Talimaitonga, who's also a member of the Ministry's COVID-19 Pacific Response Team, told the Morning Report the process has been too complicated for many in the community.
There are things we could have done, just the missed opportunities. And I talk about what I see as barriers sometimes being put up. We're very good, we're overly organised, but we tell people ring an 0800 number, and I've seen people like in Hood in Tauranga where they wait 2 hours to get an answer. And so it's difficult when we're not being permissive enough for people in this age group to be allowed to come freely for a vaccination.
Right, so it is logistical barriers that is the biggest problem, just those issues of bookings and appointments that you believe are proving a bit tricky.
They are. And I think our messaging has been confusing. You know, we maybe set out we were too ambitious at the start, but I think that was good. The messaging about the vaccine supply hasn't been clear. People hear we haven't got that many doses left in the country, whereas there is enough to vaccinate this group. And I think those barriers, like I mentioned, the appointments, people being told, oh, not yet, don't ring your doctor yet, not being permissive.
National's COVID-19 response spokesperson Chris Bishop has heard many of the same complaints from members of the public. He says the rollout so far does not fill him with confidence.
The reality is we are the slowest in the OECD, and the government's plan should be to be a lot faster than we are. You've got to remember, we were told that we would be at the front of the queue for the vaccine. That's what Chris Hipkin said in December. Now it turns out we're the slowest in the OECD, and the Prime Minister said this year would be the year of the vaccine. Well, it looks like the year of the vaccine has become the same as the year of delivery. And we all know that the year of delivery produced Kiwi Build and the light rail fiasco. And the vaccine is way too important to go the way of Labor's failed delivery as in the past.
How does the government, how does the ministry, the DHB, speed that up in your opinion?
Well, I think this goes back to decisions that were made in September and October last year. We were one of the slowest to actually get contracts in place with vaccine developers. We were the 29th slowest in the OECD to sign a contract with Pfizer or a vaccine company, for example. And I suspect we've been reluctant to pay over and above what Pfizer is ordinarily demanding. So Canada, for example, in December last year, paid an incentive payment to Pfizer to get extra vaccine doses over and above what they were otherwise getting. And I had written questions from Chris Hipkins in which he says the government has not done that. And the question really for him is why we haven't done that. And should we be doing so? And I would say the answer is probably yes, we should be doing that. So this comes back to contracting with the government. There's a real lack of transparency around what contracts the government has signed in terms of delivery schedules. The United Kingdom government, for example, has published their contract with Pfizer and published their contract with AstraZeneca. The New Zealand government refuses to do that. So I think a bit of greater transparency from the government here would be useful.
The speed and success of the vaccine rollout is important for more reasons than just health. It will also be a determining factor in when the country's border restrictions can loosen and in what way.
Look, this is something that we continue to assess based on what we're seeing internationally. And helpfully, of course, there are some countries who are varying up their border restrictions, albeit they don't have the same approach to COVID as us, but they are varying up their border restrictions alongside their vaccination rollout. So that will give us a bit of an indication as to whether or not that can be done safely. I think what we can share for now, though, and we are asking our expert groups, like Professor David Skeggs and his team, to go away and consider what a vaccination rollout will mean for the way that we operate our borders in the future. So we're doing that work right now.
Have they given you a number, Prime Minister? Like, OK, 80% is the sweet spot for opening up for people from low-risk countries without MIQ?
So we have asked for some of that modelling to be done, and with different factors. For instance, you know, if you have pre-departure testing and arrival testing, how does that vary the way that you're able to work? And we expect some of that modelling to come through in the near future, and it's likely that that those who do the modelling will be sharing that directly. I think the most important 2 points that I would make: having a large proportion of our population vaccinated, as many people as possible who are eligible, gives us the greatest amount of freedom and opportunity. I think it's everyone's goal in New Zealand to live without a state of fear that we're going to have another lockdown. Now, that does not mean that we're going to have a situation where everyone will be vaccinated and the borders just one day will open. We will need to still have caution around our borders because of variants and because not every other country will be in the same position as us. But if we have as many as possible vaccinated, that reduces risk, and it gives us a chance to change the way we do things at our border.
It's a key focus for the University of Canterbury professor and modelling expert Michael Plank. He says New Zealand won't reach herd immunity until it has about 80 to 90% of the population vaccinated.
The key point is it's not just going to be a switch that we flick and the borders are suddenly open. It'll be a gradual relaxation of those border restrictions. And there's quite a lot of levers that the government can pull at the border, things like testing requirements, requiring people to prove they've been vaccinated, self-isolation periods, And these restrictions can be different for different countries, so we can open up more to low-risk countries. So I think that'll be a phased approach, and we'll see those border restrictions relaxed over a period of time.
But because it's not realistic to think that we can get to 90% by the end of the year, because what the government is saying is that all New Zealanders will be offered the vaccine this year. It doesn't mean they'll all take them.
No, that's right. I mean, it's encouraging to see that more people now are saying that they are intending to get the vaccine. So we are seeing confidence and acceptance of the vaccine grow over time, and hopefully that will continue.
The government promised New Zealand would be at the front of the queue when it came to vaccines, an assurance which has clearly floundered. This week's reset has established a new commitment to New Zealanders, a new timeline and blueprint. It will also act as a yardstick against which to judge the program's ultimate performance. That's Focus on Politics. I'm Craig McCulloch. Thanks for joining us. Mā te wā.